Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Young and Dumb podcast. This is episode 5 already. It's a special episode today.
Yeah, you're really going to get to know us today, I guess.
So before we get into today's content, we're just going to do our classic week ratings.
Yes. My weekly rating is a 1 out of 10. It's been rough this week. What's new and exciting? That's all I have to say. There's
it's
no
really
point in getting
one.
Into it. It's really a 1. If I could go lower, I would.
No.
But the semester's almost over. It's what's getting me through.
I'm going to give my week. I mean, the thing is, it's like we haven't gone an entire week without recording. It's only been like a few days since last time we recorded. Yeah. But my week, I would say, has been about an 8, which
Very
I
good.
Hate saying.
Why?
When you just said 1.
It's okay. We live different lives.
We do. I like romanticize everything though at the same time.
And I do not do that.
And it lets me down sometimes. So we're going to get into music. I would love to sit here and I was really thinking about just recommending 3 more songs.
Me too. Off of Silk Sonic.
Oh my God. That's
I was funny. Like, I'm just going to be their marketing
but
team.
Literally like there's 30 songs on the Taylor album. So like that's legit the only thing I listen to. My 3 song recommendations for this week. One of them is Taylor Swift. Sad, Beautiful, Tragic, Taylor's version. Beautiful song originally. I didn't really listen to it that much when it was originally released, but it's just so, so nice. You can feel that emotion when she says, can you just try to listen? Like, ugh. Second song is one I've been listening to for a couple weeks, is Fake Empire by The National. I just think it's very cute, and I love The National. I associate a lot of their songs with really good moments in my life, so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the final one, I was literally in a cafe today and I heard this again. This used to be one of my absolute favorites in grade 10, and I used to listen to it all the time. Heroes by David Bowie, which is just like a classic song. It's like the 2002 single version, but such a good song. It just makes you feel like you're in a coming-of-age movie, which like I know everyone says is like a good vibe. And I used to be really into that vibe, but I think I disconnected from it a little bit recently because I'm on my like, oh, I'm in Toronto, I'm an adult vibe, but it brings you back to the good times. Anyway, those are my 3 songs.
Much like Rochelle, it was really hard for me not to just list the other 3 songs on An Evening with Silk Sonic, but some of you actually like gave us some of their songs on our Instagram story. So I'm just going to recommend 1 and then give you some other artists to listen to, you know. Anyway, my song from that album today is 777. Very high energy, great song. My next song is Bad Day by Justice Bennett. I honestly heard it on TikTok, like the vibe, like the words. So it's a fun little bop. And lastly, I have Scattered by Lauren Jauregui featuring Vic Mensa. Really good song. This one's a little slower. And those are my songs of the week. So let's get to it. Rochelle will be talking for the rest of the podcast because we will be analyzing our birth charts. And I know nothing about astrology. So for the rest of the podcast, enjoy the beautiful sound of Rochelle's voice. Thank you.
So, yeah, there we go. This episode is not a normal episode. We are talking, obviously Beatrice is going to speak, but we are talking about astrology this episode. It is one of my favorite things in the world. And I just want to say, not to be like, I did it before it was cool. However, my mom used to bring me newspapers from the airplane and she would just be like, oh, you're a Taurus and read your horoscope. And that was like where it started. And then it kind of started becoming a trend. And then I just like learned about my big 3 and other things like that. I literally have an astrology tattoo. Like, this isn't a joke for me.
What Rochelle's trying to say is that she invented astrology.
Yeah.
And here we are.
Totally, totally, totally.
I'm here with the CEO of astrology.
I knew always if I had a podcast that it would either be astrology themed or at least we're going to do an episode about it. So the way that this is going to work, I'm going to kind of try and give the most basic descriptions of everything just so everyone can get a general understanding. And then Beatrice and I are going to quickly go into our signs. So there are 12 signs in the zodiac wheel in the sky. They're all associated with a different constellation. I have my sun sign constellation tattooed on me. Each sign is associated with an element. So either fire, water, air, or earth. Another thing that I probably won't get into, but each sign is kind of associated with a part of the body. There's one more thing that's sort of generally associated with each sign, and that is It's what's called a modality, and basically the three signs that are within one element, each one is a different modality. I know that's like so complicated, but like, okay, the fire signs are Aries, Leo, Sagittarius. Aries is a cardinal fire sign. Cardinal signs are, you know, the leaders, they, you know, start things, whatever, because they're usually at the beginning of a season. So Aries is beginning of spring, etc. The next one is fixed signs. So Leo is the fixed fire sign. So they're a little bit more, you know, grounded. They kind of take care of everybody, just a very feet on the ground kind of person. And then the other kind of modality is mutable. It's kind of like evident. They're very adaptable to change and things like that, and can kind of wear different hats. That's the best way that I can describe it. All that to say, basically, with each sign, there is an element, either fire, earth, water, or air, and also a modality. There's 12 signs, 3 modalities, 4 elements. So there is a cardinal fire sign. There's one of those. There's a cardinal water sign. There's one, right? Yeah. So the first sign of the zodiac is Aries. Some words that are often associated with Aries are impatient, energetic, impulsive, artistic. They're very fun. They're represented by the ram. Go Ryerson.
Go Ryerson Rams.
Aries is a fire sign, cardinal fire. And the dates are, they do change depending on the year because of leap years and because of a bunch of stuff. But I always say Aries is March 21st to April 19th. So that is Aries season.
It's crazy that you were not reading off of anything.
I'm not.
She's literally just like looking at me and speaking. I don't understand. This is so cool. Anyway.
The second sign of the zodiac is Taurus, which is my sun sign.
Hello.
Is the sign that I have tattooed on me, blah, blah, blah. Wow, do I have a tattoo? It's the third time I've said that. Like,
guys, she has a tattoo.
Taurus is the bull fixed earth sign, which earth is already a very like grounded element. And then being a fixed sign, we're kind of just the very level-headed, or known to be very level-headed. Tauruses are stubborn, they're determined, they're loyal, they are a little bit lazy, we're the best, and Taurus season is from April 20th to May 20th. I am April 29th, that is my birthday, in case you want to send me a gift. Next up is Gemini. Gemini season is May 21st. To June 21st, if I am not mistaken. Gemini is a mutable air sign. They are very communicative. They are represented by the twins. So the negative connotation with that is that they're said to be two-faced, if you will. They're the kind of people to be like, I'm playing devil's advocate here. Which, fair. Some people have to be that person. Next sign is Cancer. I believe Cancer is June 22nd. Until July 22nd. I know a lot of Cancers. Two of my closest friends are Cancers. They are represented by the crab. It is a cardinal water sign. Cancers are notorious for being sensitive, being maternal, a little bit of like crybabies. It's like the mother sign. Next sign is Leo. Both of our moms are Leos. Both of our moms have the same birthday.
Oh wait, hey mom.
Hi. So Leo is the lion. It is a fixed fire sign. Leo season is from July 23rd to August 22nd. So they are kind of like the big personality. They're said to be sort of not self-centered in the way that Aries is kind of portrayed to be self-centered, but more like egotistical. But, you know, they'll hype themselves up a ton, but they'll also hype you up just as much. Kind of said to be bossy, but they're also very generous. I really like Leos.
Hot take. None of this aligns with my mom's personality. I'm not saying I don't believe in astrology, but I'm just saying that, like, my mom is just the one person that I know that hardly resonates with anything that has to do with their sign. So I just think that's a little interesting.
I'm going to disprove what you just said right
now. Totally fine by me. Go ahead.
Your mom doesn't associate very much with her sun sign.
So she could just associate with a different exactly. placement.
You have a whole chart of things.
Carla, are you listening? Are you listening?
Also, yeah, I'm going over just what each sign means. If you're listening to this and you're associating it with your sun sign, your sun is just said to be kind of like your main identity, who you kind of are at your core. Not necessarily like the moon is what represents, you know, like who you are when no one else is around. So not necessarily that, but just like your identity. Like when people think of you, you know, that's Beatrice most, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But at the same time, you also have your big three, as they say, which are three big influences in your way that you're perceived socially. So there's so much that goes into it. I'm glad that you even said that. Good thing to mention. So the next sign is Virgo. So Virgo is the Virgin. Virgo season is from August 23rd to September 22nd. It is a mutable earth sign. Virgos are very critical. They are very organized. They have their way of doing things, and that's the way it's going to be. They're said to be kind of judgmental, focused on health, weirdly enough. That's like one of the things about them. But yes, Virgo is very analytical, very kind of serious people, I feel like, very judgmental. Yeah. Next sign is Libra. Libra is represented by the scales. Libra is a cardinal air sign. Libra season is from September 23rd until October 22nd. So Libras are very flirtatious in nature. They're big on partnerships. That's kind of the thing. They really like being liked by other people. I've described Libras in the past as being like airheads, which when I used to have like a negative view of Libras, but now I love them, so it's kind of weird. But indecisive is a huge thing as well. Flirty, relationship conscious. Next sign is Scorpio.
Hey,
Beatrice is a Scorpio.
Birthday October 23rd if you want to send me gifts.
And actually, Scorpio season begins on October 23rd
period
until November 21st.
Okay, I want to give you the opportunity to talk about this because yes, we've talked about it before. Before talking to Rochelle about my whole chart, I used to tell people that I was on the cusp of Libra and Scorpio, and she was like, no, you're a Scorpio.
Oh, yeah, thanks for bringing that up.
And so I hear quite a few people being like, actually, I'm on the cusp. So if you want to elaborate on that for the people, because I even still don't get it. I'm still like, am I the cusp? Because like Libra kind of sounds like me a little bit. So I'm like,
yeah, so I do not believe in cusps, because astrology is based on degrees of exactly where a planet is located in the circular chart of the sky. It's like very mathematical, but it's all kind of split up into all these different sections, and your sign is at a specific degree in the sky. So if you were a Libra, you would have been at the last degree of Libra. There's a reason why Scorpio was created at the time that it was. I know a lot of people will say like, oh, well, I feel like I associate to the other sign that is on the cusp with me, but no.
Cusps are canceled.
Cusps and Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh my god.
So yes, Scorpio, represented by the scorpion. It is a fixed water sign. So we're both fixed signs. Scorpios are very intense. They're very passionate. They are kind of known to be mysterious and dark. That's kind of the energy that they give, but they are also a water sign, so there is a sensitivity that is just kind of hidden. So yeah, that is Scorpio.
Just for the people who are like me and know nothing about astrology, before we started recording, I was like, you should go in order January, and Rochelle was like, no, that's not how it goes.
I mean, yeah, it starts with Aries, because I don't know if there's actually like a reasoning to this, but basically I believe it's just like the astrological new year starts with the spring equinox, aka the first day of spring, because that is when things are born in the spring. So with that logic, yeah. So Aries is the first sign. It doesn't start the calendar year. All right, next sign is Sagittarius. It is, oh dear, November 22nd until December 21st, I believe. I could be wrong. I'm so sorry. It's represented by the centaur, weirdly enough, which is this half horse, half human with a bow and arrow. Pretty cool. So yeah, they are a mutable fire sign. Sagittariuses are very associated with being philosophical. They like to travel. They are very free-spirited for sure. A little bit life of the party, similar to Libras. I don't know if I mentioned that. And yeah, so following, we have Capricorn. Capricorn is a cardinal earth sign, and the dates are December 22nd to January 20th. Capricorn is represented by what is called a sea goat, or a a Capricorn, I guess. The thing that is said about them is that they are workaholics. They're very focused on work and not necessarily like, I don't know, like capitalistic work, but anything that they kind of set their minds to, they're very focused on that and getting that done. They're very focused on success and that kind of thing. I've found my personal experience with Capricorns, I think they're very calm and a great presence to be around. They're said to kind of be closed off a little bit, showing not a lot of emotions. That's Capricorn. Next sign is Aquarius, which is January 21st until February 18th, approximately. Now, this is one I have a hard time with. I know Aquarius is a fixed air sign, which is interesting because air is kind of very free-flowing and does their own thing, and then fixed signs are very grounded. What I have a hard time with is what Aquarius even is. Like, I think it's something like a water bearer. Yeah, water bearer. Basically, every time you see the Aquarius sign, it's just like a man pouring water, which I don't understand because it makes a lot of people think Aquarius is a water sign and they're probably the least emotional. Aquariuses are said to be very humanitarians. They like to look at the big picture, which makes them, in my experience, they don't really care about specific people's issues. They're kind of trying to fix the big picture problem, but they're very smart. They're very intellectual. Aquarians are very complicated people that I don't understand very well. They're not a great match with Taurus, but I admire them from afar. I just don't get it. And then finally, the final sign we have arrived, Pisces, represented by the fish. So the dates are approximately February 19th until March 20th. Pisces are very sensitive, just like Cancer. They're very similar to Cancer, but Pisces are very dreamy. They have very good intuition. They are said to kind of be like connected with human life's higher purpose. Like, they're kind of like, they're kind of the chosen ones. But yeah, Pisces is a mutable water sign. And those are the signs. And I just want to mention briefly, I know in our questions, we kind of got a lot of questions about what sign is compatible with this one, or what are most compatible signs and least compatible signs. What I have to say just briefly about that, to answer that a little bit generally, fire and air signs are known as the masculine signs, and those two types of signs are very good together. Any fire sign with another fire sign, or any fire sign with an air sign, same thing, air with air, air with fire. And then the water and earth signs are the more feminine signs, so any earth sign with a water sign, or earth with earth, or water with water. So just to reiterate, these signs are said to be good together, but at the same time, you have to look at a person's entire chart, especially their moon sign, which is related to their emotions, Venus, which is related to love, but Aries, Leo, Sagittarius, Aquarius, Libra, Gemini, y'all vibe with each other. On the other hand, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio, we vibe with each other. So the next thing we're gonna do, you know, this episode's going to be so long and I'm going to try my hardest in editing to make it shorter, but we're just going to be running through generally what our birth charts are. So I was explaining this to Beatrice beforehand. You have an entire chart that you can look up on the internet. If you know your birth time and your birth location and obviously your birthday, you can look up your birth chart and you can read super detailed descriptions. I recommend the website Cafe Astrology. That's where I always look mine up. Basically, your birth chart is composed of all these different signs, and each one is associated with a certain planet in the solar system, and each planet kind of represents part of your personality, and also the planets all rule a different sign. If you go really into it, there's a lot to it, but basically you have a sun sign. So the sun represents your identity, your ego. Your moon sign, that is your emotions, who you are deep down, who you are when no one else is around, kind of the side that you don't show to people. Then you have your Mercury sign. So Mercury is responsible for communication. Venus is associated with values and beauty and love. Mars is associated with how you take action. It's associated with anger as well sometimes. And you also do have a Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto sign. However, I was explaining this to Beatrice as well. Those signs are known, I don't know what the actual term is, but they're not known as your personal planets. So the personal planets are Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, and Mars. And what that means basically is that those ones change pretty frequently. Like the Sun changes signs every 28 to 30 days. Moon changes signs like every 2 to 3 days and stuff like that. So those things are going to be very personal to you. And then what I just said earlier, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, blah, blah, blah. Those ones can change like anywhere from like 2 years to, I think Pluto doesn't change for like 84 years or like something crazy like that. So those won't really be that personalized to you. They'll more be personalized to like your generation. So then I also will say we will be mentioning our rising sign as well. That just has to do specifically with the time that you were born, and it has to do with basically where the sun was rising at the time you're born. It changes every 2 hours, so you really do have to know what time you were born. And so the sun sign, the moon sign, and the rising sign are known as your big three. They're said to have kind of like the most influence on your identity. Rising basically is the mask that you present to people. It's how people first perceive you, things like that, your outer appearance, stuff like that. So without further ado, let's get into it. We were going to get into all six personal planets, but just to sort of save time, we're just going to get into our big three, which are said to have the most influence on our personalities, which is the sun sign, the moon sign, and our rising sign. So my sun sign is Taurus. I'm just going to read the brief description off of this cafe astrology thing. She is strong-willed, she has charm, and she is tolerant and stoical. She likes pleasure and the good things in life, appreciates the arts. Weaknesses, obstinacy, laziness, she can be materialistic. That's generally about Taurus. I feel like I do relate with that pretty well. It's something that I really like about myself. I think I have the best sign, but I don't know if everyone else does. To go into Beatrice, I mean, you can read your description.
Physical energy and courage, strong passions, regeneration and improvement, strong sexual powers. Potential issues, she's suspicious, defiant, extremist, she is sometimes vindictive.
That was a Scorpio description. I don't know if we said that before. Beatrice is Scorpio sun. How do you feel about that?
Close enough. I don't think I'm vindictive, but I feel like you will probably attest to this the most. I feel like I am extremist in
in a lot.
In a lot of things, but good things. Not extremist.
Oh my God. Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah. You know, very extremist about human rights. You can't even make a joke about anything without me being like, let's talk about it.
The next sign is the moon sign, which is associated with the emotions. And my moon sign is in Pisces. I strongly, strongly resonate with my moon in Pisces, like a ton. Like, I know I just said I love being a Taurus, but also my moon in Pisces is very important to me. So the description on Cafe Astrology says, imaginative, sharp insights. She's impressionable with an abundant imagination. Gentle, warm, humorous, artistic. Potential issues, troubles caused by too much sentimentality, worries, problems, unhealthy imagination, escapism, nervousness. Which is insanely accurate. And that's what I have to say about that. Having a moon in Pisces is like, you know, an emotional sign in an emotional planet. So, yeah.
So apparently my moon sign is in Virgo. And the description is, she has a very good memory. Wrong. Scientific or medical studies preferred above all others. Wrong. She is humble and moderate, calm and reserved. Sure. Emotional discipline. No. She's willing to help, devoted and gentle. The little end of the sentence was pretty accurate, I guess. And potential issues. Servile nature, frequent changes of occupation, quick to become annoyed, upset, worried. She's too shy. I'm not shy, but I am quick to become annoyed, upset, and worried. So, and I'm kind of scared about frequent changes of occupation. So let's just hope that is not true.
They can be interpreted in different ways. Like, I don't necessarily know if I would say occupation. Like, it could also just mean like frequent changes in things that you like to pursue, hobbies, interests, things like that. And our final thing that we're going to be looking over is our rising sign. So this is kind of the mask that you show to the world, the way that you present yourself. So some of the descriptions, since there isn't a short description for this one, says people with Virgo rising are often a little understated in their personal mannerisms and appearance, although a lot depends on the position of Mercury in the chart. Obviously, we're not really going to get into that just now. Generally, there is an intelligent and reserved aura about Virgo rising individuals that is unmistakable. These are actually somewhat shy people who need time to analyze things around them before they warm up to both situations and people. So I strongly resonate with that. My bedroom always needs to be organized. It's something that I'm like, that has to be associated with my Virgo rising. Like, I always need my environment to be very, very clean. Virgo risings also, in terms of like facial features, it does actually like have an effect. And since Virgo is associated with the Virgin, Virgo risings are said to have sort of childish features and have very young looking faces, which I feel like I've always said that I have kind of like a baby face. And yeah, so that's that. Beatrice, on the other hand. So it's funny because I have a Pisces moon and a Virgo rising, and Beatrice has a Virgo moon and a Pisces rising. Oh. So they just are switched.
So my rising is Pisces, and the description is, go with the flow seems to be a Pisces rising motto. They move about the world in a vaguely directionless, gentle manner. They come across as artists and lovers of peace, but their open minds and hearts can give them a chameleon-like persona. Others are not always sure who they'll meet from one day to the next with a Pisces rising person.
So we're going to get into the Instagram questions. I tried my best to sort of answer most of these in the actual descriptions.
This was the question with the most responses.
Yeah.
Yeah, so thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, oh my god, thanks. And please keep that energy. Keep that energy for the upcoming weeks, please. So there was a lot of people that are asking, like, what is being a this sign even mean? Or best signs to date as this. So hopefully by explaining that earth and water are good together and good with, you know, within each other, and also that fire and air are good within each other, that's a good way to look at it. Another thing in terms of relationships that is good to look at, I find, is often what they call your sister sign, which is the sign that is directly across from you in the zodiac. And funny enough, your sister sign, if you're an earth sign, it's a water sign, and if you're a fire sign, it's an air sign. And I'm a Taurus, and my sister sign is Scorpio.
Hey.
And so yeah, they normally, like, Tauruses and Scorpios are very good friends. They can be very good in relationships. So just look in the chart, the big astrology chart in the sky, and look at the one that's across. So just, I will address the one question that asked best signs to date as a Pisces. Pisces, Virgo, that's the one that's across from you, Gabriella.
Hi, Gabby.
Hi. So yeah, anyway, so just look at the chart that way. So either the same element as yours or the other one that's corresponding, and also sister signs. Those are kind of the best ways to look at compatibility, in my opinion. It's funny because a lot of people ask questions like, oh, why does this sign suck and why does that sign suck? You just have to understand your chart. And honestly, it's, you know, I believe in astrology so much, but still I have met people that are supposed to be so incompatible with me, and that I have, you know, thought they were really good people, or they made really good friends. A good friend asked me as a joke, have you ever rejected a boy based on his chart?
Shout him out,
Mike Alves.
Hey, Mike. He's not even listening. I know he's
there is
not listening.
No way. There is no way. But no, I have never rejected a boy based on his chart. I will say that it's one of the first things that I ask a guy is his birthday or if he knows his sign. And usually, you know, if I go on a little social media hunt, I can also find his birthday and then I look up his chart. So I'm always kind of aware. And it is something that, like, even in the back of my mind when I meet, no matter who it is, but, like, kind of especially in relationships, I always kind of have in the back of my mind, like, if there is a kind of behavior that comes out and I'm like, oh, that's interesting, but I'm like, oh, they have a this moon if it's an emotionally related thing, or they have a this Mercury if it's related to the way they communicate. So I do find that it's a very helpful tool to know people's signs and just be aware of it. I do think, honestly, that if you really look into it, you will understand it. And it's just, it's very sad and frustrating to me when people are like, that's not true, and don't know anything past a sun sign. It's just like, you cannot believe it, sure, but just give it the whole chance. But I definitely have made assumptions and sort of generalizations after having a negative experience with a certain sign, especially if it's repeated. Like, if I've had multiple bad experiences with a certain sign, then I'm like, I hate all blanks. Someone asked, what do your big three mean? I hope that we answered that pretty well. Someone asked, what are the best and worst signs? Again, that's really personal. Like, it's funny, a lot of people will come to me and they're like, oh, the person that I'm talking to is this sign, like, is that good or is that bad? Like, there's no objectively good or bad signs. Each sign has good things and bad things. That's why, you know, the whole astrology wheel is made up of good and bad things. It really depends on who you are. So that would be my answer to that. Oh, I feel like I should just mention this, kind of on the subject of compatibility. I know I talked about what is compatible, but there also is kind of stuff that is not compatible. And there's some elements that are more incompatible than others. So earth and air signs are very incompatible, and same with fire and water. So I mean, obviously it's kind of assumed that fire and water is kind of like the complete opposites. And earth and air is the same thing. Those are complete opposite elements. So often air signs and earth signs will not get along, and water signs and fire signs will not get along. We already know that earth and water is a yes, and fire and air is a yes. And then the other pairing that you can have, earth and fire. That's fine. It's not the best because it's like a feminine type of sign and a masculine type of sign. It can still work. And then same with water and air. It's not the best, but it's also not the worst. So I would definitely just look at elements if you're trying to figure out compatibility. It's definitely a big indication if you don't want to go too into it. We just got breaking news that Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes broke up, and I wasn't going to say anything. However, we can bring this up in astrology. So Shawn Mendes is a Leo, which is a fire sign, and Camila Cabello is a Pisces, which is a water sign. Horrible pairing. Not really known to work. So there's just another example of astrology coming into play. Apologies to all the people that asked very funny, albeit questions about, you know, I'll just say them. Some of the funnier questions. Why do Sagittarius men suck? If I'm a Leo, why do I hate myself? Haha, JK, not really. And then I mean, I already said it, but have I ever rejected a boy based on his chart? That is also funny. So honorable mentions, but we will not be getting into those. Our final question, least and most favorite signs and why? I don't know if Beatrice has an answer.
Just because these are my mom's and boyfriend's signs, I'm going to say Leo and Aquarius are my favorite. And because I have bad experiences with two specific people, I'm going to say Libra and Aries are my least favorite.
Lovely. So least favorite signs for me, the number one least favorite sign, or not even least favorite, but we just never, like, I want so badly for us to get along and we don't, is Aquarius. And it's like astrologically known that Taurus and Aquarius, like, that's like one of the worst matches. So I'm so sorry, my Aquarians. Mark, Beatrice's boyfriend, I'm so sorry. And then two other signs that I just like have never, and it's funny because these next two are sister signs, but I don't get them. Gemini and Sagittarius. I'm sorry, guys. Figure it out, because I can't. I think it's just because Taurus is such like a grounded presence and they're kind of very much the opposite. And my most favorite signs, all earth and water signs that I'm supposed to get along with, I really do love, especially water signs. I would say like Tauruses I obviously love. I will always love a fellow Taurus. I've met a few Tauruses very recently that are just such great people, so definitely love a Taurus. Virgo and Capricorn I often feel like are judging me because they are the more judgmental signs, but I just love water signs. So Scorpio, Pisces, Cancer, most of my friends, like literally all of my friends right now, Drew, Maya, Bia, Rachel, Grace, like y'all are all water signs. If you're listening to this, literally every single one of you is a water sign. So yeah. So that brings us to the end. We didn't even know, like, we were like, are we gonna have to turn this into a two-part episode? I hope that I kind of described everything correctly. I'm gonna be so embarrassed if I listen and I'm like, oh my god, I forgot to say this or whatever.
But again, she was saying things off the top of her head. That is impressive. I don't care how much you know about astrology. Whatever. I stan Rochelle. It's fine.
Ah, you stan me. I do just want to disclaim, I'm not an expert in any way. Also, astrology is a very important part of a lot of different cultures and religions around the world. I'm absolutely not trying to disrespect any of that. I just find it very fascinating and find that it applies to a lot of parts of my life. So I tend to follow it, but I appreciate it very much. And yeah, but I'm not an expert. So do your own research. It's very fun anyway. You know, I have lots of books based on astrology and it's very fun to look into and just get to know yourself. So that's where we're gonna wrap up. Thank you guys so much for listening to me ramble.
Yes, I hope you enjoyed Rochelle's podcast.
I feel so bad.
Don't feel, I'm literally intrigued. I very much enjoyed sitting here and listening.
If I can inspire people to get into astrology, then I'm doing good things.
Yeah. We will see you guys next week.
Bye. Bye.